And
you want to get the calves in?
Yeah, it's the calving.
How about your horses?
Well, you usually whistle at the horse or whoop, whoop.
And that'll bring them running.
Huh? Yeah, that's what you used to. Any more than honk the horn on a pickup or a car.
Do it the easy way.
Yeah, huh? That's the modern way to call in cattle to feed.
Huh.
Yeah, brother can go right to that other pasture and get up on the hill and they'll pick up a honker and here they go.
Hmm. Boy, now that's a real improvement, I'll bet, when you get a good windy, cold day.
They've got horns advertised in the paper. You've probably seen in the farm papers, cattle collars, you know, just form a horn. You go out and blow it up a couple times and feed them while they, they know what to come.
How about your pigs? Can you get them with a car horn?
No, you'd have to whoop them.
Do sheep? Can you call sheep?
Yeah, you can call sheep. It's a little sheepy or any noise they're used to, you know.
Uh-huh. How about chickens?
Well, yeah, you can call chickens chick.
Now, I asked you about sheep. Any special word for a young sheep that's lost its mother?
Northern. It's got to be used to have a lot of them.
The mother sheep would die, huh?
Yeah, or wouldn't give milk or something. We had a friend uptown, we let them have 11 here one spring. They laid them all in a bottle one time.
Oh, I bet they went crazy.
Well, they liked it.
They yeah, must have.
That woman, she's just a... And we get, have any orphan pigs or anything, that way we give them to her, you know.
Hmm.
She is a kick.
Do you have any special call for lambs?
Oh, just sheepy. Sheepy, sheepy, lamby.
And they come too.
Yeah, they. If it's feeding time, they'll come.
You were telling me about new ground here. What did you say they did when they?
Well, break. See, this is all pasture land, prairie land to start with, and they call it what they call breaking the sod.
Mm-hmm.
And turn that sod over. They had a special plow for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first year, they'd usually give the crop to the fellow that done it.
Mm-hmm. Now, after they turned it over with a plow, then what would they do to it?
Oh, usually maybe hair it down a little, not much of anything. Just go in there and sow it the first year.
Uh-huh.
They don't tear it up too much the first year on account of it's so full of that grass roots, it's hard to tear up. And mm-hmm. Usually just go in there and drill her.
Does this grass decompose? And
yeah, it's it makes good ground. That is, it's got a lot of humus in it too.
Mm-hmm.
New ground, of course.
Do you ever clear out ground around here with brush or bushes on it?
Well, down next to the creek, fell a mite a little bit up on the hills here. We're not bothered with brush.
Mm-hmm. When you run your plow, what do you call the part that, the groove that it cuts?
Furrow.
Uh-huh. Then you run a harrow after that and cover up the furrows? And
well, yeah, of course, the back, and when you get through, there'd just be one furrow in the field. It'd be the dead graves. Of course, you'd level it off trying to...
What did you call that one?
The dead furrow.
The dead one, huh?
Yeah, that's the last, that's the middle one.
And you're going to run your harrow to what? Break up the clod?
Yeah, break it up and then try to level off that middle. Usually go across later or something to try to bring your land back in.
I think I asked you about hay. I was wondering how many times a year you could cut it.
Well, alfalfa hay, now you cut it three or four times a year, but most of your grass is millet, like millet hay or cane or anything like that you cut once a year. In your Sudan, you might get two crops.
Mm-hmm.